Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Very often we need to focus on getting to the goals that we want to reach in life. And the fulfillment of a goal requires a change in behavior. And inertia is a very powerful thing. It's hard to change your behavior. And Einstein always said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. If we truly want to reach the goals and we're not being successful in reaching those goals, we have to make some changes. So what if we look at some of the changes we can make that can increase our probability of success? So let's start by looking at a couple of goals that many of us share. So one goal that a lot of people have is to somehow get into better physical condition, right? Whether that means losing weight, whether that means, you know, building muscle mass or endurance, whatever that is, improving physical conditioning could be is a goal that's shared by many. Another big one is getting more sleep, right? Because we're sharper when we get more sleep. And so that's something that a lot of people want to do. And then the third could be around business. It could be as simple as just generating more business. We want to bring our business to the next level, to another level. We want to figure out how to generate more business. So the first thing we can look at as we start to look at how to reach our goals is, you know, maybe there's certain bad habits that we have that we need to eliminate, especially when it comes to the first goal, which is improving physical conditioning. So, or maybe even sleep too, but like the physical conditioning piece. And I'll give you an example of somebody that I know who is on the borderline of being morbidly obese. And the challenge is he has a significant other that does things like, you know, bake cheesecakes on a fairly regular basis. Well, if you know anything about cheesecake, it's about the most densely caloric food you can eat. And if you're this person who has very little discipline, he opens his refrigerator, sees a cheesecake, and begins to eat it. So you wonder, okay, what if the cheesecake weren't in the refrigerator? If it weren't there, you wouldn't eat it. So removing the temptation is step one, right? And it goes beyond just the cheesecake. Don't put food in your house that you think is a bad idea for you to eat if you're trying to improve your physical condition. So just simply removing the temptation. If it's not there, you won't eat it. And if you have to go get it, well, that requires a lot more action, which probably won't happen in most cases. So now you remove the temptation and you get better in terms of moving closer to the goal. So that's one step. Okay, so the other thing we want to think about is elimination of barriers. So if there's something that's getting in the way of an action that you need to take. So back to the physical, improving physical conditioning. If exercise is a part of it, what if you laid out your exercise gear the night before knowing that you want to exercise first thing in the morning? That would eliminate one step. It might make it easier. You'd see it when you first wake up. So it's a trigger for you and all of a sudden you go. So you lay out your clothes. Or you know you want to go to the gym on your way home from work. Pack your bag, put it in your trunk, know it's there. That makes it a little bit simpler so you don't have to go back to your house and then go to the gym. So that's another step. So eliminating any barriers that exist within there. And so when we look at the sleep one, for instance, we go to the first issue, we're removing temptation. I don't know about you, but when I start looking at my phone, I find it harder to sleep afterwards. So what's the solution? Take my phone off my nightstand, and better yet, put it in a different room so I'm not tempted to go to it, and then I sleep better. When it comes to the third issue we talked about, which is generating more business, if you want to change things, maybe you determine that in order for you to generate more business, you've got to get in front of more prospects, prospective clients, prospective customers, and maybe that means you have to do some cold calling to get there or do something that you really don't enjoy doing. If you really know that you need to do it, what if you took some of the steps necessary to accomplish that ahead of time? So knowing that you want to start that the following day, you decide you're gonna make a series of calls to clients. Why not take the time to identify who those clients are? Maybe you take the time to write down some phone numbers, so now you're not digging for the phone numbers. And maybe you take some notes about what it is you should be talking to them about that you think would bring more success in terms of getting them on board and getting them to do business with you. So you lay everything out ahead of time. And then all you have to do is start to, when it's time to actually do the activity, you're just picking up the phone and dialing. So you've eliminated the barriers ahead of time. So it's a really simple thing. Right? It's simple to talk about. I understand it's not so simple to do. But at the end of the day, if we really want to get closer to our goals, first thing we do is we remove the temptation that's going to pull us away from those goals. And the second thing we do is we eliminate barriers by making things easier. Take a few steps in advance to set things up so that when it comes for time to execute, it's a lot easier. There's not a lot of steps to execution. You just have to physically do it. And if you do those things, the probability of success in reaching your goal will go up exponentially. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, very simple. You have certain goals you want to reach. You have certain actions you need to take towards those goals. First and foremost, remove any temptation that stands in your way and eliminate any barriers that stand between you and the execution of the activity that you need to move closer to your goals.